Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14 to 16. Flow with me. It says, Jesus speaking to you and I, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a basket, a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. He now went on to say, let your light so shine before men and women too, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Look at that verse 16 again. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is telling me something important, and I just want you to think about it. I was meditating on that. I said, let me just share this with you folks, maybe to make sense to you, because there's the part that God is saying that eternal excellency, a joy of many generations, meaning that you bring some sort of joy in fulfilling your purpose for many people. He said, when we talk about light shining, it's not just exposing what is in darkness, but rather light is having the ability to reveal the potential of that which is hidden in the darkness of the unknown. Light is not just exposing what is in the darkness, but rather it's more about revealing the potential of the unknown in the darkness. Light in itself, when we say something is lit, we're talking about being fired up. Think about electrical appliances in a home. We talk about the air conditioning, we're talking about the television, we're talking about the stereo, we're talking about the whatever it is in the home. Each appliance has a purpose that it fulfills. But one thing that is common to all the appliances is the electric current that flows into them. Am I correct with that? Each appliance has its own purpose, but what lights them up is the current that goes into them. Now, every appliance is just a furniture if there's no current flowing into it. No matter the quantity or the quality of the current, if it's not flowing into the appliance, it is just a furniture occupying space. Now, an appliance will not function either because it's not connected to the power source or it is broken. Just as electrical appliances in a home, please leave verse 16 on the screen. Just as an appliance in the home, right, is in there fulfilling a purpose and current flows through it, so are we, you and I, like appliances for God in the whole wide world. You are like an appliance to God. And the current of God flowing through you permits you to do good works that men will see and give thanks to your Father who is in heaven. Now, when an appliance is not functioning, it could be one of three reasons. One, it could be disconnected. Two, it could have suffered an abuse. Or most likely, it has been overloaded. So maybe it's disconnected, or probably it has been abused, used abnormally, not for what it's meant for, or it's simply being overloaded. Now, when an appliance is totally disconnected from electricity, it means it's disconnected from that which gives it life. Today, are you disconnected from your source? Now, when an appliance is broken down or abused, we're talking about physical abuse. If your appliance is meant to be used for one thing and you use it for something else, even though it might work, but that might not be what is going on. For you as an appliance in the scheme of things of God, when a man, a woman has suffered abuse, both mentally and physically, there's every likelihood that he or she might be broken. Now, the expectation of the person who is broken, who is suffering an abuse, is usually higher than the reality of things. We're talking about having faith in something, but not having the works to back it up. We're talking about knowing exactly what you want, but you're not ready to go through the rigors of getting what you want. You want to pass an exam, and you believe that you will pass an exam, and you go ahead and sleep through the night, hoping that God will reveal to you in a vision the questions to the exam. I can tell you right here and now, it shall be revealed to you, your test scores showing F and unclassified, if you try that stunt. Now, the thing is this, when there's an abuse, somebody who has suffered an abuse, it's like, this is what the Word of God says, and but yet it's not functional. You're thinking too much, but you're not ready to do the work. There's a likelihood that you will suffer unnecessary abuse. Like an appliance could be broken if it's overloaded. Now, what do you mean by overloading? It's supposed to carry X amount, like a junction box. You're supposed to plug in X amount of appliances onto it or something, but you decide to plug too many stuff. It's going to be heated up, and it might break things up. For you as an individual, when you are overloaded with too much information, when you are plugged in to too many stuff, and you do not have one that you're focused on. Today, Jesus is on that mountain. Tomorrow, Jesus is in that valley. Day after tomorrow, the Word of God is to fight one or two demons there. Day after tomorrow, it's your family curse that is chasing you up and down the place. And you're so messed up in your thinking that even though you're reading, but you are overloaded with too much information. You're not sure if you're following the Old Testament or the New Testament or a hybrid of the two. And when there's an overload in you, there's every likelihood that you get nothing. We're talking about being too busy about stuff that you cannot control, and yet you leave the things that you can control alone. Being too busy, focused on things that have nothing to do with the kingdom, and you leave the things that have got to do with the kingdom alone. Paul says something about, I can speak with the tongues of angels. I can give my body to be beaten. I can do this, I can do that. He said, if you have not love, you're nothing. Jesus even mentioned to us last week that many will come on that day and say, in your name, we did this, we did that, we did that. And Jesus will say, I knew you not, you workers of iniquity. Now, what am I trying to say here? When there's an overload and you don't have an understanding and you're doing all the works without understanding the reason behind it, there's every likelihood you'll be overloaded and that can break you down. But today, I believe that the Lord is about to fix somebody here today. Amen. I mean, personally, I know that there are places that I need to be connected. I've been disconnected, but I know God is about to connect somebody back. Amen. I know that a few people have been abused through their experiences in the past up to this moment. But the Lord is saying to you, I'm about to wipe away your tears. Amen. He's saying, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, I do a new thing. And for that person who is overloaded with all wind of doctrines, that you can't even find Christ in it anymore, You are doing what you do because you were told to do it, not because Christ revealed himself unto you. The Lord has promised. Because you are meant to be the joy of many generations, every plant that he has not planted in you in this season of consolidation shall be rooted out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is the time when lives are going to be renewed. Jesus has given an open invitation to somebody here. I have heeded that invitation. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is anybody willing to heed to that call this morning? Is anybody willing to be reconnected to the source of the power of your life? Have you become somebody who has not functioned? And you know, and believe me, you will know in yourself if you have not functioned for a while. You are not going to be a dinosaur when it's time for you to begin to function. You're not going to be an appliance in the house. And yet, you're not functioning. You won't be like a refrigerator who is not connected to power, and yet you put food inside. And you know what happens when you put food in a refrigerator that is not functioning? The food will spoil faster in that fridge than if it's outside. And that is the problem. Too many people have it within them, but yet it's not being used. So it's becoming rotten within you. But that is not our case today. There's revival in the house. And we shall be revived indeed in the name of Jesus. Every broken appliance today shall be fixed in Jesus' name. Every part in you that needs replacement shall be replaced in the name of Jesus. And I'm confident of this, that it can be done. At least that one I know it can be done. God knows how to replace parts in people's body. At least I read in the Bible. I know of a leper that said, if thou will, it can make me whole. And Jesus touched him and his life was revived. There's nothing going on in your life that is broken that God cannot repair. For everyone that is carrying a hurt within, that will not allow you to function, an overload of unforgiveness, an overload of hurt from the past, an overload of experiences from the past, that will not allow you to enjoy the moment now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus upon you, that every handwriting of ordinance against you shall be blotted out by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because of the experiences of the past, your good works cannot show. In the past, you did it, but you were hammered. But now it's time for you to begin to flourish again. I say unto you, every middle wall of partition that separated you from purpose is broken down today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Not only shall you walk, you shall run.
Amen.
Not only shall you run, you shall fly.
Amen.
Not only will you fly, you shall soar to greater heights in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So therefore, this morning, my brothers and my sisters, I welcome you to the season of consolidation. You are the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. You've been hidden for too long, but it's time for you to begin to function the way God wants you to function again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For me, I am saying to myself and to everyone that is within, consigning my relationship, everything that is broken, God is fixing. And I pray that for everyone who in any type of relationship, be it husband, wife, children, friends, that something is broken, the chief electrician, I hope you know that he is the chief electrician. If you don't believe me, in the beginning, what was the first word that he said? Your light will shine.
Amen.
Your light will shine.
Amen.
You'll be connected with the source of revival yet again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And because this is the season, this is the year of favor, that which is shame shall be reversed in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And favor will pursue you, overtake you. When you are tired, favor will wait for you to catch up again and keep on moving you forward in the name of Jesus. So I want you to rise up on your feet right now, even as we begin to close. And I want you yet again to begin to speak to the Lord and say, Father,
Father,
every area
where
I'm disconnected From you, my source, reconnect me, O Lord. Reconnect me, O Lord. Talk to him concerning you. I need to be reconnected. Where are you disconnected? Is it in the place of joy? Is it in the place of confidence? Is it in the place of faith? Say, Lord, I want to be reconnected. Father, reconnect me. I come unto you. I heed to your call this morning. Reconnect me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I need a reconnection. Reconnect me, my Father. Reconnect me, my Father. Reconnect me, O Lord. I need to be reconnected back to that place that you want me to be in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord Almighty, let's be glorified in my life in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord Almighty, we give thanks unto you. We bless your name, O Lord. In Jesus' excellent name, we have prayed.